Sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm William Prue. Mayor Tasso Christopher spoke about the Belleville Bulls with the city's business community this morning. He says that he was saddened by the loss, but that the city would persevere. He also says that the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center may have some new entertainment soon.
On the good side, we are getting phenomenal interest for our municipality and our facility. In the hockey dynamics and different event dynamics.
Christopher says he wasn't allowed to name who is interested, but that the city hopes to have a new tenant for the arena come September. Six of the seven candidates who ran for mayor in Belleville last October have filed their expense claims. The seventh candidate didn't file his expenses. Courtney Modest with what that means.
Bill Glitzky wishes he could tell his loyal supporters that he will not be running in next year's mayoral election, but for now, that just isn't possible.
I wish I could tell you that there was some great mystery to it, some bizarre confluence of events or something like that, but no, it was a miscommunication, and basically, I lost track of where we were on the calendar.
Glitzky said he was surprised and disappointed when he was notified that Quinty News announced that he was not eligible to run for the next election because he missed the date to file his expenses from the last.
I don't know the law well enough to know if there is a way to apply to have this ruling overturned or not. I haven't looked into that at this point. My focus right now is getting this done, getting all the correct information into the city clerk.
He says he's doing everything in his power to fill out the right paperwork properly as soon as possible.
I have spent the last day or so making sure everything that is needed for them is ready to go. As it turns out, there still are a couple things that need to be fully taken care of and addressed.
Glitzy says his main focus now is working on his blog and his new job at Starboard Communications. Courtney Modest, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville police are sending their thanks to a Good Samaritan this morning. Around 4 p.m. yesterday, an elderly male lost his wallet in the parking lot at Bridge Street West and Sydney Street. A female located the wallet and it was turned into police. The man was grateful to get his wallet back, still containing all his cash, and wishes to pass along his thanks to an unknown female. Opposition parties say Ontario's deficit is trending in the wrong direction. Finance Minister Charles Souza says that the $10.9 billion deficit is lower than the $12.5 billion that the Liberals projected. He says this puts the province back on track to eliminate the deficit by 2018. Progressive Conservative finance critic Vic Fideli says the government has not yet provided details on how it will eliminate the deficit, calling the numbers made up. NDP leader Andrea Howarth predicts the upcoming budget would contain bad news for taxpayers as the Liberals try to reach balance. World Autism Awareness Day is tomorrow. Carey's Place Autism Services in Belleville and Tweed are hosting an open house to celebrate. Community coordinator Jennifer Allen says that the representatives will also be at some schools.
The open house is just coming together for light refreshments and some sensory-based activities.
The open house is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 189 Victoria Avenue in Belleville and 316 Victoria Street in Tweed. Today marks the deadline for thousands of temporary foreign workers to either become permanent residents or leave the country. The deadline applies to workers who have been in the country for more than 4 years. The implications are enormous for the workers and for Canadian businesses who could be scrambling to find help. Alberta alone has 10,000 temporary foreign workers that have already applied to stay in Canada. The battered wreckage of Air Canada Airbus was removed from a runway at Halifax overnight. Airport crews will now be able to inspect the runway to see if it needs repairs. The flight from Toronto clipped an antenna array as it landed in a snowstorm early Sunday morning, touched down short of the runway and skidded on its belly. Prospects for reaching a deal on Iran's nuclear program remain uncertain as diplomatic talks drag on in Switzerland. Sagar Magani has the details.
A day after blowing through a self-imposed deadline, three of the six foreign ministers involved left. Iran's deputy foreign minister says a joint statement could come out today, but suggested it would not contain any specifics, which a senior Western official calls unacceptable. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is hopeful.
Fingers crossed, and we'll hope to get there during the course of the day.
The German foreign ministry says while nothing is agreed, there is visible progress. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Tim Hortons will be testing out a new coffee in five markets across Canada starting today. The Canadian Press's Don Kelly has the story.
Tim Hortons is looking to attract coffee connoisseurs with its first single-origin coffee. It's called Three Peaks Colombian. Tim's has traditionally served a coffee blend of beans from several sources in different countries. Last year, the company rolled out a dark roast in a bid to give customers more options. This new coffee is going to be available for the next 8 weeks in Sudbury and North Bay, Ontario, St. John and Moncton, New Brunswick, and Abitibi, Quebec. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Staying with Tim Hortons, a Belleville resident has won a car on the roll up the rim. That's QNET News on 91X, 212.06. Sports is next.
Some people buy insurance from 1-800 numbers. Wouldn't you rather buy insurance from someone who knows it's Caniffton, not Kniffton? I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. We know this community and we understand local trends. Did you know insurance companies will soon use telematics to record your driving habits? You'll want to speak to someone about that. Speak with us in person. Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, the Belleville Bulls are getting ready for tonight's game against the Barrie Colts. The team is coming off of a pair of losses that has left them down 2-0 in the series. Puck drops at 7:05. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1 last night. The win is their second in a row after a bad streak of losses. Toronto goaltender James Reimer says the team is working hard and playing with integrity.
When you play that way, I mean, sometimes you might lose, but at least you lose well and you can keep your chin up. So the way we've been playing here, hopefully, obviously I always believed we had it in us and unfortunately it never came to fruition, when it really counted. But, hopefully we can, like I said before, put some wins together and hold our heads high going in the summer.
The Leafs will be in Buffalo tonight to play against the Sabres. Staying with the Leafs, the team has sent down forward Sam Carrick to the American Hockey League. The 23-year-old Carrick has a goal and an assist in 16 contests this season with the Maple Leafs. Carrick has also appeared in 50 regular season games with the AHL's Toronto Marlies, scoring 7 goals and 18 assists and 76 penalty minutes. Elsewhere in the NHL, Ottawa kept its playoff push alive with a 2-1 shootout victory over Detroit. Winnipeg gave up a late goal and fell to the New York Rangers 3-2, and Vancouver beat Nashville 5-4 in a shootout. In the NBA action tonight, Andrew Wiggins of Vaughan, Ontario will get another chance against his hometown Toronto Raptors. The Minnesota Timberwolves are home to the Raptors in one of 12 NBA games scheduled. Toronto beat the Timberwolves 2 weeks ago in Wiggins' Air Canada debut. The Raptors are coming off of a 99-96 win over Houston. A day after being named the opening day starter, Drew Hutchinson will take the mound for the Blue Jays today when they face the Boston Red Sox in spring training action. It's Toronto's last game in Florida for spring training. The Jays will then move to Montreal to play the Cincinnati Reds on Friday and Saturday before opening the season in New York on Monday against the Yankees. After a 9-3 loss against Norway in last night's evening match, Canada's Pat Simmons will have to try turn things around at the World Men's Championship in Halifax today. The Canadians are back in action this morning against Switzerland. The Swiss are coming off of an 8-2 loss to Sweden. Canada and Norway are tied for first in round-robin play at 6-1. John Isner erased the only break point he faced Tuesday and outlasted Canadian Milos Raonic in a serving duel at the Miami Open. Isner is seeded 22nd overall and is the only American left in the men's draw. With the win, he advanced to the Key Biscayne quarterfinals for the first time. Isner, who has yet to lose a serve in 3 matches, was down too many breaks in the second set tiebreaker before he rallied. The number 5 seeded Raonic from Thornhill, Ontario, netted a backhand on the final shot of the match. Isner won 116 points. Raonic, 115. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, sunny with a high of 6. Tonight, clear. increasing cloudiness near midnight, then a 60% chance of flurries of rain or showers overnight, risk of freezing rain, and a low of -2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a few showers beginning late in the afternoon, with wind becoming southwest at 30 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, and a high of 11. Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low of +1, but a high of 10. At 12:10, it's +1 and sunny at QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm William Prue, News on 91X, next at 1.